Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. Delighted to welcome a friend, somebody who has been indeed part of the Irish fabric, in not only in New York City, but indeed throughout the United States. I want to welcome Brian McCabe, who is he's a retired New York City Police Department detective specialist, former chair of the American Irish Historical Society Executive Council, and he is an Irish Echo columnist. And Brian, you're very welcome.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Adrian. Thanks for the opportunity.
I want to ask you about, well, first of all, on your own career, you actually had, throughout your years as detective specialist, you met and indeed, I'm looking for another word other than bodyguard, but that'll do for the moment. Martin McGuinness, the Sinn Féin leader, Martin McGuinness, on each occasion when he came to New York and, for that matter, for other places. What was your impression of Martin McGuinness? And can we go back to, indeed, a visit in 1995, in November 30th of 1995, this Martin McGuinness, in Belfast on a late afternoon, McGuinness indeed was a key figure when President Clinton and Hillary Clinton visited Belfast. And that would be the beginning of a new era.
Absolutely. That's an essential aspect of 25 years of peace. Martin McGuinness, I got to know Martin as I was facilitating the peace process, providing security and guidance to the senior leadership of Sinn Féin as they came here at the president's invitation to begin dismantling these years of armed conflict. And Martin was, of course, one of the key players. He, along with Jerry, were one of the key players in having that, in accomplishing that. And we're very pleased to be able to honor Martin's legacy as a peacemaker. By promoting and organizing the Chieftain's Walk in New York City. Now, Martin, I had met, and then once I started with the actually providing him the security and other assistance while here in New York, I actually was able, and it was an easy enough thing to do. I befriended Martin. Had some very fond memories of events that we had done and things that we've been engaged in and family dinners together in Derry. And so, Martin, an inspirational figure, but I would consider him, rest his soul, a personal friend.
Now, Brian, you started an Ancient Order of Hibernians chapter, in the name of the late Martin McGuinness. This is not year one. Tell us, if you will, about last year and the response the McGuinness Walk.
Okay. Yes, Martin and two dear friends who have passed on, Martin McGuinness and Detective Stephen McDonald, who had been friends themselves and were both very dedicated to conflict resolution. Steve McDonald, of course, dedicated the remainder of his life after being disabled on the job to conflict resolution and forgiveness. And so he and Martin developed a very keen friendship as well. When we were organizing the new AOH division in Orange County, New York, we decided that it would be very fitting to name the division the McGuinness-McDonald Division. We have been successful in establishing that division, getting the charter, and in recruiting people to that division to pursue the mission of the AOH in America. Last year, as one of the things that we did, and this is not the division, this was a community effort that many people had engaged in. We had over 200 people marching with us last year in the inaugural Martin McGuinness Chieftains Walk in New York City. That was last September 19th. And it was a beautiful weather, beautiful day. We start, and we will do it again this year with a couple of added joys to it. We had the march. It begins. We collect at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Great Hunger Memorial, the Femme Memorial down in Battery Park City. And there's a presentation. We do the registration. Last year, the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, he addressed the collected people, the participants, and it's expected that he will do the same this year. But that'll be on Sunday, September 18th this year, and it coincides with the Chieftain's Walk taking place in Derry on the exact same day. So this is the first year that we were able to, well, it's only the second year we're doing it, but we are able to have it coincide with the actual Chieftains March that's also taking place in Derry on the same day. So it's a great day. I would encourage everybody to get out and join. It's a beautiful walk. I think it's an underutilized, our Great Hunger Memorial down in Battery Park City. It's just beautiful, beautiful place to visit and contemplate the Irish who came to this country and the Irish who suffered at home. And it's just a lovely memorial to our people, and the very, very, very important famine, the Great Hunger, refugees who came to the country and helped it become the nation that it is today. So that's where we collect, we gather, and then we take a nice walk up along the Hudson River up to in the vicinity of 14th Street, where we turn around. And then we return and we get dismissed from the Great Hunger Memorial again. It's slightly less than 4 miles. It's a 4 mile walk, but it's a nice leisurely pace. We've had people do it with us who needed assistance because they were non-ambulatory. We had them in wheelchairs. So it's open to everybody, children, adults, and seniors. And we're hoping to have the same success this year as we had last year.
Now, I want to ask you again, staying with the walk. There is a fee for this, and obviously that's necessary in the sense that, as with any walk, any run. This is for a worthwhile charity, and then that would be, what is the fee and how does that work?
Okay, well, the fee can be paid. You can do it. You can register online right now, either through Twitter or through Facebook, and there's information online on how to do so, or you can register the day of the event.
Right.
For the walk, it's a $25 registration fee. There'll be some entertainment to participate. And then there's also, following on that, on Wednesday the 21st, there is the Martin McGuinness Peace Foundation dinner. That is $250 per per seat. But for the people who participated, that cost $200. So in participating in the walk for $25, you actually get $50 discount on the fee to attend the dinner. Now, you mentioned, and it's very important that we do very transparent about this. The foundation itself, it's in its rather early stages. We're building it up, developing, and we're fundraising. And that fund, the actual foundation, the goal of the foundation is to establish a revolving chair in Martin's name, with participating universities that would fund a scholarship for to have that chair in his name. And it's dedicated to the study of peace and reconciliation and conflict resolution.
That's obviously now, that brings, to question, well, for those who are interested in supporting the Martin McGuinness Peace Foundation, it is a 501c3, and so, in fact, for those who want to contribute or donate, there is a tax exemption for those who qualify.
That's right.
Want to ask you about the dinner part of this. The foundation itself will, on the dinner, which is taking place actually at the Manhattan Manor at 201 West 52nd Street, 52nd and 7th Avenue, better known to many as Rosie O'Grady's. And that dinner will indeed, not only is this a good fundraiser, but we're going to get and meet some very special guests. You might tell us about that.
Well, indeed, it'll be great crack. A very celebratory of Martin's memory. There'll be entertainment provided. The Diddley Idols, a great band. They'll be there. Also, there'll be Jerry Kelly, the MLA for North Belfast, who is Martin's assistant in many of his initiatives. Will speak to us. He'll have a few comments, but we're particularly pleased that Martin's wife Bernie and her son Emmett will be able to make it to New York to really tie it in together with the event that's going on in Derry. So they'll be honored guests at the dinner, as well as, I believe, they'll participate in the walk, I believe, but they'll certainly be at the dinner. And that's a great thing. She's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And Emmett and the speaker and the rest of the family, they're just great people. Very, very sound, down to earth, very caring, very, very welcoming people. So I want to take every effort to have them welcomed in New York as only we can do that. But yeah, we're looking very much forward to both Bernie and Emmett being there joining us.
Yeah, okay. So now, again, we want to let our listeners know and encourage them to pass the word. It is the second annual Chieftains Walk, and this on September 18th, which is a Sunday, and that begins at 10 o'clock, starting at the Irish Hunger Memorial in Battery Park City, and that's on BC Street. Our friends in downtown Manhattan, right on the river. And the inaugural Martin McGuinness Peace Foundation dinner, then 3 days later, September 21st, and that starts at 6 o'clock in the Manhattan Manor, with a guest speaker, of course, Jerry Kelly, who is MLA for North Belfast. I'm repeating a lot of what you've already told us, but what we need to do is make sure that those who would like to attend one or both will have an opportunity to do so. And you can do both online, Brian McCabe?
That's true, yes. You can do it through Twitter, you can do it through Facebook, or you could just do a search for the Martin McGinnis Peace, Foundation, and we'll be guided on how to register. In the event that can't be done, you can contact me at any time, and registration will be available on the very first, the morning of the walk.
Yep.
In addition, that day will provide a discounted seat for the dinner on the Wednesday, and also there'll be information on how to register for the or RSVP for the dinner, as well as for those generous souls who perhaps cannot make either of the events, but a portal from which they would be able to make a contribution in any event.
Great. Now, you mentioned that we can reach you directly if that's the case. How do we do that?
Well, I would suggest that any inquiries about this, you can just email me at Brian E. McCabe, run together, at gmail.com.
Let's start and leave it at that, other than to say that this is... indeed, with following on the success of last year's walk, this is, I'm sure, something which would be of great interest to many people indeed. Brian McCabe, again, thank you for joining us this morning. And this is the man who... started the Ancient Order of Hibernians chapter in the late Martin McGinnis' name. And, Brian, good luck, and we'll hopefully see you soon.
Thank you, Adrian. You're very kind, as always. Appreciate the opportunity to promote this. Stay well. All right, Makara.
Okay. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. IrishRadio.com worldwide.